as promised, with no further ado, Doug Smith, CEO of DP World Canada. How are you doing?
Doing well. You?
I'm very good, Doug. As we heard earlier, one of the big topics at TPM this week has been the shift of cargo to US West Coast terminals, which I suppose we can say is a business which DP World has very much has a stake in, particularly via your West Coast terminal at DP World Prince Rupert. What benefits does this offer North American shippers, Doug?
And that is correct. With Prince Rupert, we are trying to maintain a value chain to where the speed to their final destination is faster than other locations. So you have a shorter sailing time, but sailing time is only one piece of the component. It's really about getting it onto the rail, rail delivered to the final destination, and maintaining that throughout the entire logistics chain. So we have a lot of services to do in that area that can support this and give extra value to the customers, depending on the type of sensitivity of cargo that they're shipping.
And how are you set in terms of capacity to handle more traffic or even to handle traffic spikes? Because a lot of those Western gateways, certainly in the COVID period, they struggled a little bit with some of these things.
They did. We just recently finished an expansion. So we have a 1.6 million TEU capacity and looking at even expanding it again and growing. And that's going to be through efficiencies plus other construction. So we have plenty of room and capability right now to handle the volumes coming through.
What's the timeline on those expansions?
Well, the first one is just already completed. So we are good to go. We're always working on optimization of our network. So what I want to do is make sure that we have complete match of rail capability to vessel capability. And we offer what's called an ERS. So that's a rapid service to the rail. And in that point, having that capability in the terminal means we can get cargo straight through that has a higher priority. But even right now, with the downturn that happened on the West Coast in general, we have plenty of capacity where the next phase of any expansion really isn't a factor at this point.
How do you view that hinterland in terms of how your ability to reach those major US and Canadian markets? Obviously, the LA Long Beach complex, for example, is pretty renowned for its long distance rail, intermodal, trucking options. How are you set up there? How do you view your own reach as a port?
Well, I think it's important that we look beyond the port at all times. Our focus is actually to grow the Canadian economy and make sure that we're all partnering. So that means partnering with CN, CP, partnering with trucking lines, ICDs, so that the entire logistics chain matches. You know, it doesn't do any good if we grow to 3 million TEU, but the chain can't take that volume. So I think it's always important to keep that. And we have great working relationships with the rails and really focus in on how to deliver that cargo straight from end to end and see this as a dynamic relationship. So there's peaks, there's valleys, things change. But how well do we forecast that? How well do we share data together? We keep working together to make sure that that becomes consistent and common across the entire network.
And who are your key partners in terms of reaching the hinterland?
Well, we have strategic partnerships with all the rails, so CN and CP. We also have all three alliances calling our terminals on the West Coast, and then we have the expedited rail service that's available. And we bring that together to make sure we maintain the value chain and delivery from port all the way to destination. And it's always focused in on matching what the customer's needs are. So that's very dynamic in that area, depending. Like, we get a lot of automotive parts that have a different need than other commodities. So maintaining that partnerships with all three and then balancing to the customer's needs is something we can offer that's very specific to our West Coast terminals.
And you're offering, did you say that you're offering your own rail service as well? I mean, if so, how does that work?
No, we have expedited rail service. We don't actually, the CN and CP actually provide the full rail pulling. But what we provide is that if we want to expedite a certain container or commodities or a group of containers, we can get those ahead and delivered a little faster based on communication with the customer and then need across the chain.
And Doug, the Red Sea, what's the current situation at your port over there for DP World? I mean, this must be hitting the business as well as obviously having implications for customers in terms of their costs.
Well, on DP World, we are focused in on resilience and flexibility for our customers. So they have been working with different customers to keep the freight flowing with cargo and vessel shipping lines that I can call that area without an issue. And then looking at helping those that are diverting, that are going around the Cape or having a different type of routing because of the concerns, we have enough terminals in our network where we can help them out on that across the global network and keep the cargo flowing accordingly.
Doug Smith, CEO of DP World Canada, thanks for joining me on the Loadstar podcast today.
Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate it.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.